A huge explosion in Baghdad today. At least 10 Iraqis were killed. There are conflicting reports about the blast. Iraqi police said it was a truck bomb, but American military investigators who visited the scene said it was an accidental explosion, and they found no evidence of a bomb.
The incident nonetheless underscores how security, or the lack of it, has become the greatest concern for the Iraqi people. In addition to bombing, shooting deaths are reported to be many times higher than before the war. Violence against women has increased, as have kidnappings. From Baghdad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Saddam Hussein may be safely behind bars, but many citizens feel no less vulnerable today than when the former dictator was on the run. Baghdad resident Haider Hummel says security is not improving.
We can see the explosions every place. We want the coalition forces to give us a little more security and more stability. We can't walk after 7 o'clock when it's dark. We can't find thieves and looters. This is what's happening here in our country.
An attack in a Baghdad neighborhood one recent evening illustrated what is going so terribly wrong and what is going right. Breathless residents gush with details of a loud explosion that blew out windows and pockmarked the pavement. Eyewitnesses say a man, described as drunk, stumbled down the sidewalk carrying what looked like trouble to Ali Husseini, who confronted him over what appeared to be an explosive in his hand.
He told him to stop. He said, "What are you doing? Stop it." He said, "Nothing, don't scare it. I want to play." He said, "Please play there. Go away."
Laith Mayoub saw the man throw the grenade and then tackled him. A member of the newly constituted U.S.-trained Iraqi Civil Defense Corps, Mayoub was off duty buying a phone card when he snapped into action against the attacker.
And then I just chased him, after him. Me and my friend just went over him, kicked him, punched him. He fell on the ground and he was just saying, "That this is nothing, it was only a sound grenade. Why are you doing this to me?"
Mayoub's commander, Anmar Abed Ali, says episodes like this are common. The former computer engineer underwent 3 weeks of American training to become an officer with the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps for $120 a month. Judging by this night's work, it is a job he and his men have taken to with gusto. In contrast, the Iraqi police sat in their station some 300 yards away and did nothing. Civil Defense Commander Abed Ali.
This is our problem here. The police, sometimes they don't do anything. We wait and we follow the guy and we capture him and there's no police. And the American came before the police came.
We were 700 meters away and we heard it. We came running.
Staff Sergeant Nate Holmeschild rushed to the scene with his company of soldiers to take custody of the man and survey the damage. The Stillwater, Minnesota native beams a flashlight at the end of his machine gun on a building across the street.
See up there? The windows are blown out. You see that big hole there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's larger than a grenade. A grenade won't do that.
The Iraqi Civil Defense Unit pulls the American aside to examine fragments in a field. They seem eager to work with their U.S. partners, who they say are hampered by knowing nothing about the city. The Americans reciprocate with an easy rapport. By the spring, 36 battalions of the ICDC will be formed, helping to pave the way for a U.S. pullout. It won't come soon enough for Ali Husseini, the man who first encountered the evening's trouble. He says the U.S. occupation has brought Iraq insecurity, uncertainty, and no means to communicate. As he rails, the street is plunged into darkness.
Who's to protect us? Nobody. No telephone. If somebody want to kill family, I can't phone. Who can they help me? Who can protect me? They said, okay, the security now is good. Mr. Rumsfeld said by the TV, everything in Baghdad is good. Where is everything is good?
Not even the compound where U.S. administrators live and work in Saddam's luxury palaces is immune from attack. Lawlessness of a different sort has terrorized another Baghdad neighborhood. A spate of child kidnappings has emptied schools and traumatized families. Gamaliel Gorgis chokes back tears, recalling the night of September 4th, when he learned that his 14-year-old son Odishu had been bundled into the back of a Caprice Classic, abducted near his home.
قالوا لي اختطفوا فقالوا لي اخذوه
At 7:30 in the evening, I was outside of the house. When I came, the neighbors told me that some people came and kidnapped my son. I waited for 2 days, and then they called me, the kidnappers called me, and they wanted a ransom of $100,000 for my son. I told them that I don't have such an amount, it's too big for me, I can't pay that. They told me that if you don't pay $100,000, we will kill him, or we will sell him to the countries in the Gulf.
Relatives intervened, paying $15,000 to the kidnapper, and the boy was released the same day. Odishu says his captors gave him taxi money to get home. The 14-year-old says his 10-day abduction was harrowing.
Of course, I mean, I was terrified there. I mean, they used to tell me that we will kill you if your parents don't send us money for you. We would cut your fingers or your hand.
Odishu now stays close to home, like many other children in the neighborhood. 5 children have been abducted and released in the area. Citizens generally say the wholesale dismantling of Iraq's security forces following the American invasion has helped create this mess.
Where's our right? Where's our right?
Street demonstrations now protest the lack of security. Demonstrators bring their grievances to the gate of the U.S. occupation authority. At this recent rally, a man who identified himself as Sheikh Al-Jirani from Najaf relays a personal experience which he says illustrates the country's precarious state.
At 7 o'clock at night, I go robbed by guns. And they took my phone, they take $500 and all my clothes and all my bag, and they nearly killed me.
Women are feeling especially uneasy amid the chaos. Faiza Abdul Latif is a graphic designer who says she no longer ventures out without a male escort on her arm and a scarf or hijab on her head.
It became a must to wear the hijab right now. It's for security purposes. You know, I go out right now, I don't even wear gold anymore, especially when I leave my neighborhood. And to be honest with you, I blame Saddam for it, for what he did, letting out all of those criminals out of jail.
Abdul Latif implores the Americans to hurry up and restore order. Please, she says, you are too slow to respond.
When you first came in, we all welcomed you. What went wrong? We are terrified now, and you are terrified now.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Baghdad.